going to work, but we have to keep it clean because we're on the recorder. Now, I moved in on Monday, and it's been a beautiful week, a week of transition, and so all that entails. But the house, the parish center, oh, I had a list of things I was hoping people might take care of, painting and moving things, and it was actually a kind of a long list. I'm sure the staff is like, boy, this is Father High Maintenance here. But it could not have been taken care of in a more professional, beautiful way. It makes it feel so welcoming to kind of get your things in and you get settled. It feels like home already. There's only one thing they missed. I was hoping they put a little piece of chocolate on my pillow, but I'll get that maybe next time. But so it's been a good week getting to meet people and all the hope of a new beginning. I had a friend who was a classmate, he's a priest in Green Bay. He came for the 4th, so we had a nice day and went up to Rib Mountain, had a bite to eat. Missed the fireworks because of the rain, but oh well. And I think it was Friday afternoon. I was just finishing up a few things, and all of a sudden I felt this profound homesickness. Isn't that amazing that I started to think about all the people that I've served for 8 years? You get pretty close to people that you prayed with and you suffered with, you so many beautiful things. And I felt pretty blue. Homesickness, what's the mystery of suffering, isn't it? That you can't avoid it, it's part of the human condition. I think we have some unconscious sense that if I just live a good life, I won't have to suffer. It's like a prosperity gospel sort of thing where if I keep the commandments, then everything will turn up roses for me. But that's really not what's in the scripture. That's not what God has revealed to us. You look at the people that were mentioned today, for example. Isaiah, this great prophet, 8 centuries before Christ. He lived under some pretty interesting rulers, to put it mildly. Ahaz, who was a very selfish man into pagan idolatry. The next one was Hezekiah, who was a good, God-fearing leader. Kept the covenant, but then his son Manasseh was the worst of all. He was so threatened by Isaiah and his message that he had him put to death. Then Paul, you know, he persecutes the church, but he has a conversion, which, thank God, can happen to any one of us. But every time he proclaims his gospel, which is good news for all people, he's beaten, whipped, imprisoned, shipwrecked. He bears the marks of Christ, he says, on his body. And our Lord, the best person who ever lived. Well, we know what happened to him. A lamb led to the slaughter, the sheep who opened not his mouth. So just living a good life doesn't automatically exclude that we're going to suffer. All human beings carry a cross. All people suffer, even if we kind of hide that. We keep our ducks in a row. We make it look good on the surface. So what are we supposed to do with all that suffering? How are we supposed to live? Well, I would suggest play it safe. That whole homesickness thing is no fun. So this time around, I don't really want to know your names. I'm just going to give you a number. We're going to keep it real professional. Just you be number 3, and we got 28 back there. If you tell me your name, then I'll get to know you and like you, and then when I move, it's going to be the same thing all over again. It's a risky thing to love people, but that's why God created us. You remember C.S. Lewis? He was the great author. He married an American girl, Joy Gresham, when he was an older man. He never expected to marry, but he wrote his autobiography, it's titled Surprised by Joy. Listen to what he writes, C.S. Lewis. He says, "Why love if losing hurts so much? I have no answers anymore, only the life I have lived. Twice in that life I was given a choice, as a boy and as a man. The boy chose safety. The man chooses suffering. The pain now is part of the happiness then. That's the deal. To love is to be vulnerable. And God knew this. Greater love than this, no man has to lay down his life." Mother Teresa said she discovered the paradox that if you love until it hurts, well, then there is no hurt, only more love. Now, this isn't a love that is human in origin. No, this is God's being in essence. And he wants to share that, communicate that to us, to give us this gift. And then he's going to send us out two by two. We have a commission, a duty, first to receive and then to bring this love to a world that is sad, lonely, discouraged, homesick. Aren't we all? Because, well, we're made to live with God in heaven, and we're not there yet. The alternative is to try to avoid suffering at all costs, and that is a recipe for disaster. One of my music heroes, Johnny Cash, he died a decade ago or so, and he was on the road. You know, they want you to give your best show every night. It's hard to be amped up and inspired, so he got into amphetamines. He got addicted, tried to push away the suffering, didn't work. Later on, he had a surgery and he had some painkillers. He got addicted to those, didn't work. The way of our Lord is to accept suffering because love is greater. Love is more potent. Love in the end, because it's God's essence, is able to embrace the cross, which sets us free. Now, we're coming to the end. They very strategically put a clock right in front of me. I don't know who did that. It's already noon, did you know that? I just checked. But the idea, of course, is that he gives us, well, it's a very mysterious plan. He doesn't tell us we won't suffer. No, we will. But that can change us in good ways. It can teach us compassion. It can teach us courage. It can teach us forgiveness. And these are lessons that will change us and change the world. We'll end with this. St. John Vianney, the greatest parish priest that ever lived, he died in 1859. He was a parish priest in a little place called Ars, southeast France, tiny little town. And he was sent there by the bishop, and he couldn't find the way. This is before GPS, so he's walking along, and he sees this little shepherd boy. He says, "Hey, do you know where this town of ours is?" This kid knows the land like the back of his hand. He says, "Sure, Father, follow me." So over the hill, through the woods, and so forth. And then they stop, and he says, "There it is, Father. You see it? There's ours over there." He looks down at the little boy. He says, "Now you have shown me the way to ours. I will show you the way to heaven." That's the duty of a priest. But anyone who's baptized is to believe that the cross, suffering, is a part of the human condition. But love redeems it, changes it, and saves us. This is our gospel, our good news, our salvation in Christ.